Hey, Wrestling Fandom Podcast listeners. If you enjoy Wrestling Fandom Podcast, you'll love Tackle Drop Down Podcast, hosted by Danger Dean and JD Mason. Comes out each and every Tuesday evening. Find it anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. Fandom with your host Jesse Lawson. What up, Wrestling Fandom Podcast listeners? So I did have a podcast recorded. Well, we thought we did. We were gonna do a watch along. Me and three of my good friends. We were gonna do a watch along. We did the watch along. We laughed our asses off, and then once it was over, found out the video is actually drowning us out. So, yeah, no watch along this week. I apologize. We're trying to figure things out on our live streams. So, it's part of the headache, but you know. It's Saturday morning here in Spokane at 4:20 in the morning, and here I am to make sure you guys get a podcast. It's fine with me. My back's been killing me sleeping. I apologize. Hopefully soon we'll be doing another watch-along. Had a real good time. It was myself, Greg Huddle, Abe Jones, and my cousin Jay Manson. It was fun. I liked it. But unfortunately, the recording got drowned out. We were trying to do a video of it too, and that's kind of what screwed us. It happens. But I'm here to make sure you guys get a pod. It's not going to be a very long one or a very intriguing one. I'm sorry. These last couple weeks have been crazy. We've been trying to get some, figuring out this live stream game. We want to start streaming shows that we have here in Spokane and Post Falls and stuff. Just try and help bring more awareness to our friends over at Northwest Pro. Which their show will be this a week from today, out at Curly's Hauser Junction in Post Falls. If you're around, please come out and support. Northwest Pro is putting it down like nobody's business around here. Luckily, they found a place that's accommodating to during this pandemic. It's the best thing about Idaho right now. I'm gonna leave it at that and move on. But I guess I could give you guys a little insight on why the pod was gone for so long. Why we're just bullshitting and chit-chatting. A friend of mine, and wrestling historian, and one of the promoters of Defy Wrestling, Matt Farmer, started posting some stuff from my hometown, Spokane, Washington. You know, like some old wrestling cards, and the one that he posted was from February 5th. Hold on, let me look up the date real quick. It was a February 1, I can tell you that for sure, but it had a young Antonio Inoki on the card. He wasn't, of course, he wasn't Antonio Inoki at the time, but he started posting some flyers and some stuff, like Tex Hager's booking book and stuff, and it really got me wondering what my city had for wrestling way before I was born, and going through and researching some of these shows that he was talking, that, you know, he had posted about and shown flyers about, really got my gears turning. So I started doing my own research, and I started to find a bunch of interesting facts and interesting things about Spokane. And its wrestling history is very, very long and rich. You know, we had mainstays here in Washington, well, here in Spokane, guys like Stu Hart was a regular here in the 50s and early 60s. We had guys like Luther Lindsay, you know. These guys are some really historical figures in our business, and they used to call Spokane home. Not home, but work-wise, it was home for them. And it's always been awesome to find little things, because when I was growing up here, I can't seem to find that flyer, I apologize, but once I do, I'll post it up on the social media. But growing up around here, you know, February 5th, 1965, sorry, I found it. Once Matt posted this, it really got my gears turning, and like I said, I've been researching lately, actually for the last year and a half, a lot of what happened in my hometown, because I didn't know anything about Spokane wrestling. As odd as that sounds for me, for the people that know me, I didn't know our history. And going back through and seeing some of the names, finding these old newspaper flyers and old newspaper articles, and seeing some of the old names, Pat Patterson, Stu Hart, Luther Lindsay, you know, all these names that I knew growing up, you know, they were pretty much the fourth in wrestling. And these guys frequented Spokane. I had no idea. As a kid growing up here, you know, I'd hear my mom and dad talk, well, my mom mainly, as I got older, reminiscing about going to the Armory to watch wrestling when she was younger. And I never, because she never really remembered very many people, you know, who was there or any of that stuff. But she would always tell me, oh no, the Armory was, which is now a Laser Quest, a climbing wall place, and Snap Energy. They used to hold all our wrestling events there. There in the Masonic Temple downtown. Even after the Coliseum was built. These were the home, quote-unquote, arenas. So was the fairgrounds, indoor arena, and Feltz Field, which is a a small engine plane airport. Sure, if shit really went down, you could probably land out there in a big plane, but they used to use an airplane hangar out there too. So I've been doing a lot of research. I want to put together like a big coffee table book. I'm working on it. But man, this city has a very rich, rich history of professional wrestling that I never knew about. Like, the earliest thing that I have found is from 1892, a wrestling match in 1892. Now, granted, the wrestling match of 1892 was more of a shoot, amateur, catch-as-can style wrestling. But still, just to find that Spokane had quote-unquote pro wrestling in 1892 blew my mind. Like, growing up in this city, you know, I knew, you know, Ric Flair had came to town with the NWA. You know, it was all WWF and WCW coming to town, you know. The occasional indie legend thing out at Coeur d'Alene Casino. You know, doing this research has really opened my eyes to my city's history. And that's why I've already named the book Spokane History. It's a very untold story. And honestly, I wished I was like 30 years older. Just so I could talk to some of these people that have lived here, you know, for so long. And get their thoughts on how the wrestling was back then. I'm still going to try and find some people. You know, who knows? Maybe one day I'll just do a complete podcast on the rich Spokane history. Sorry, guys. Still trying to wake up. like I said, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but I really want to get you guys a podcast each and every week. Like I said, I'm sorry, this one's going to be a real short one. I apologize. But as long as I can get a podcast out, I personally will feel accomplished. There's not much going on other than the crazy, you know, typical personal kids work kind of stuff. And this last couple weeks have just been hectic and crazy. But yeah, we're just gonna sit here and bullshit for a bit. Man, this podcast, I know not a lot of people are listeners. I know it's pretty much me and my couple of friends listening. And that's fine. That's fine with me. I just need to get my frustrations and my thoughts and opinions about the business out. I don't want to be, as much as I love Jim Cornette, I don't want to blow up like Jim Cornette. Like, because if you know me, you've heard me blow up. I'm sure I will one of these days on one of these podcasts talking to somebody. And I'll just, you know, you mealy mouth son of a bitch, and just go off. I already know that's going to happen. There's been a couple of times I'm shocked it didn't. I'm sorry, guys. Like I said, got up hell early to make sure you guys got a podcast. Yeah. Like I said, this one's going to be a real short one. I apologize. We tried to do something fun, and our computer technical skilledness kind of came back to bite us in the ass. We'll try it again. Hopefully this time we'll actually get the audio. You know, it's nobody's fault. We're still trying to figure this out. You know, yeah. So, oh, one thing I definitely need to get out to you fans, and I hope you guys help, really. Jim Valley. Jim has been in the hospital for a while now. He's struggling, guys. I'm sure a lot of you may not know the name, but I'm sure you would know the voice. I'm trying to get you guys the GoFundMe address so I don't fuck it up. But Jim, you know, Jim Valley, he's the boy, he's one of the voices on F4W Online. Really great guy, awesome host. He's fighting for his life right now, and his family could use help, you know, with medical costs. You know, we know, everyone knows it's a hard time right now. A lot of people don't have jobs. Oh, that's awesome. I'm sorry. I just clicked on me to make sure, you know, I got the right info. Because, you know, we need... I don't know Jim personally. I've talked with him online a couple times, but he's a really good man. You know, he loves the business just like the rest of us do. But yeah, clicking on this, it's awesome to see that they're almost to their goal. But you know what? You know, this man, he spent hours entertaining us, you know, whether it was co-hosting Wrestling Observer Live, the Portland WrestleCast, or the Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling podcast. You know, he's entertained us. And right now he's really fighting, you know. He's got an autoimmune disease, and right now is not the best time to have that, you know. So if you could go to the gf.me/u/y3p699 and help donate, help Jim and his wife during this very difficult time for him. He's been in the hospital for, like I said, a bit now, and hospitals don't stop charging just because you're sick. So, I really hope you guys could have, you know, even if it's a dollar, I would appreciate anything. Helps and goes a long way. You know, it's the best thing about us wrestling fans. As much as the, I should say, it's one of the things I love about old school wrestling fans, and none of this IWC bullshit that we just tear each other down because I like Roman Reigns and you don't, kind of thing. You know, us older wrestling fans, older mindset wrestling fans, I guess I should say, sorry, you know, we look out for each other. We're just like a brotherhood, just like the boys on the road are, and it's so awesome to see, you know, that Jim and his wife are close to their goal. But you know what? Let's smash that goal and go above and beyond to help Jim and his family. Jim Valley, I'm praying for you, good sir. I hope you have a good recovery. You know, it's sad to see something like this happen to a good man. It's sad. But please donate anything, a dollar, it doesn't matter. Anything will help, and we appreciate it. Yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for this episode. Don't forget to check out us on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Don't forget to check out our Threadless and our Teespring stores. Don't forget to check out Support All Pro Wrestling's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Don't forget to check out Huddle Designs. Helped with a few logos. Don't forget to check out Northwest Pro when they come back to town this weekend, a week from today, out at Curlyhauser Junction. Sorry, I don't have the bell time. I'll post all that stuff on social media, but I just wanted to get a podcast out for you guys. Sorry, it's kind of a little boring and rambling this week. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great and positive week. It's your life. Nobody can make it, but you can. So, peace out and much love, guys. I really appreciate you guys listening each and every week. Hopefully next week I will have a guest or a watch along, something better than just me rambling like the last couple weeks. Hope you guys, once again, I hope you guys have a great and positive weekend. We got a fun show coming up in November. I'm going to interview an author about his book. It's going to be a great one. I'll get you all more details as we set up the info for the pod. So, I hope you guys have a great and positive week and day. Peace out. And much love.